Wow, it just what the it just like announced to me that it was recording.
Can you hear me still? Did something
Yeah,
glitch?
no, it was like recording in progress.
That's cool. Wow.
No, I
Oh,
don't
my
think it
God.
was
That's
supposed to
crazy.
do that. It's never done that
Oh, okay.
before. I don't know if that'll be in the recording. We'll see. Who cares?
It is. It's
Okay.
cool. Welcome back to the Post Credits Podcast. Nathan and
Hello.
Steven.
It is. New name,
Yeah.
guys. I
It's
just
been.
realized I was looking back at the videos I posted and I realized I never changed the description
From now, post. Oh,
we have for post credits to like change to our Instagram and stuff. Yeah. We
now we
gotta
gotta make a
change
bunch
like
of
all the
stuff.
thumbnails and everything.
That'll happen over break.
Yeah. Not now. Okay, I started a timer, so we have a limit.
All right.
Yeah, so Nathan, what are we
Yeah,
talking about
that's
today?
great. Today we're talking about The Office. And
Such a good show. I've been so
yes.
excited. This is like one that we've been putting off for a while.
Yeah, this was always in the works. There's a couple of other shows and movies that are like this, but this is one of them for sure.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, this is like, I don't know. I wouldn't say this is the show that started wanted us to start the
No,
podcast.
eventually we'll get to the monkeys.
God, dude, that show's just
But
funny. Or that movie, those movies. Anyways, yeah, I just finished watching The Office for like the fourth or fifth time, I think. I mean, I haven't watched it since want to say like freshman or sophomore year. It's been a while since I've actually seen it.
I
So
have
it's
to
cool to
sneeze.
be watching it again with like not with a fresh eye, but like, you know, it's just been a while. It's cool.
Yeah, so I watched back in eighth grade. I mean, fairly quickly. Like back then, I considered that to be quick, but
Yeah.
now at which the speed we watch things,
Just
I
so fast.
realized it was normal, probably a normal
Yeah.
pace. But honestly, like besides like shows I watched growing up and like all the series that you would watch as a kid, that was like my first like show that I'd ever seen. So obviously, I have a bias towards it, and it was this show was so like influential. I know that sounds weird, but like everyone was making That's What She Said jokes for a year. Everyone was watching it. Everyone was talking about it. Literally, if you hadn't seen The Office, you were just like years behind.
Yeah.
So
Wait, so you
yeah,
watched it in eighth grade too?
I watched it in eighth grade.
And then you got me to watch it in eighth grade.
So here's the story. Steven hadn't seen it, but I was like, you gotta watch this show. But he didn't have
Yeah.
Netflix. So for his birthday, I bought him Netflix
It was kind
so
of
that he could
epic.
watch it. And then he watched it.
I
So
did. I
I
did.
bought you The Office for your birthday, which is pretty funny.
Basically, it was a great gift. I'm not gonna
But
lie.
like that's one of my best gifts ever for anyone.
Yeah, no, that was amazing. I mean, I don't. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I finished it in eighth grade, if not over the summer.
Yeah,
But
because your birthday is May, so then I would have bought it. Yeah, you I think you finished it
I finished
probably
it
by the
really
end of
fast. Like I remember I watched it really fast. Yeah, that show is, I mean, it's just good. I mean, the only spoiler I had was I'm pretty sure I knew Michael was leaving because
Yeah.
you used to send me like YouTube videos
Yeah, and
of
then
the
you keep
Office
going and
clips.
then
And then one day I was like, where is Michael? And then I don't think you said anything, but I think I figured it out.
Yeah. Ever since that's funny too, because ever since then I've had so many experiences with the show. Ever since then I've been so careful to like avoid spoilers with you, like with The Mandalorian when you were watching
Yeah.
it, but season two just came out. Like I was like, it made me so cautious with people with spoilers, even with Joey and like Danny and
Yeah.
stuff. It's like anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that spoiler ruined the moment in any way, because I mean, you kind of see it coming
Yeah.
within season seven, and then it just that episode is so sad.
Yeah, this show, I mean, like it's so weird because it's still the funniest show I've seen. It's still my favorite
Yeah.
show. Like, and
Yeah.
I don't think anything's going to top it. Even though there's this stuff I've seen that's way better than it, but it doesn't change the fact
Yeah.
that like
Yeah. No,
this
I
is the
get what you're
best.
saying. Yeah.
And it's so emotional. And like it hit me multiple times. So, like this is like an actual, yeah,
Yeah.
I think it's just a bias, but it's also, a recommendation to anyone,
Yeah.
I guess.
Like, this show does not follow, I mean, I guess maybe it follows the format. I guess it does follow the format of a sitcom, right? I mean, kind of.
Yeah, it's a
Because I
little
was gonna say
different
it doesn't
though.
follow like a normal show format, but like I guess sitcoms are kind of like that, where it's like one-off episodes where there's like one little conflict and like, you know, like there's not really an
Yeah, continue. But yeah, continuing
over. I mean, there is an overarching plot line, sort of, but not in the same way that normal shows have, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I've been thinking about just ever since I finished it, and like, I think what makes this show so good is the way that they expand on people's relationships. Just like in general, not like just like romantic relationships, but like any kind of relationship throughout the show that the characters have with each other. It like grows into something that's like really, really cool for almost like every character. Every character has like a unique relationship with each person.
Yeah. I mean, it's stuff that they've built on the whole show, you know, and even if they didn't plan it that far ahead, it feels like it. Cause with Jim and Dwight, he becomes his assistant to the regional manager by the end. And like, you could see them go from like enemies to frenemies to like best friends. And it's, I like how they set up like each person has their own little thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I thought Jim and Dwight's relationship was really cool to see how, like what you said, how they almost hated each other, to them almost seeing themselves as like brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just like, the show just has such a good ending, and just it's amazing. Other than the fact that like it does drop off in season 8 and season 9 just because Michael isn't there, and it takes like a minute to find its like place. It kind of feels like it's scrambling in a way.
Yeah.
But I think it's supposed to feel like that because like they're scrambling for a manager. I liked Robert California's character. He was really weird and like just strange in general. So I didn't think season 8 was that bad because there's Florida and there's Robert California. Season 9 is where like it kind of gets controversial, I feel like. Just because like I hate that I don't want to say I hate what they did with Andy's character, because like I just hate Andy. Like, but like that's not bad writing. Like they wanted you to hate him.
Yeah.
But like he goes from someone that you're like annoyed with in the very beginning, and then someone you grow to love, and then they just rip that from you. And it's like it's terrible.
It's just like I think it's just the tonal shift where they were lost and scrambling because then they needed things to fill. Like if you watch an episode of season 8, then you go back to like season 2, it's like it's almost two different shows.
No, yeah.
It's not so bad, different. But it's just so like different. Not but it's not bad.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. But yeah, Andy, and like when he first becomes manager, I like him, but then he like Nelly takes his job, and that's when it just kind of goes downhill.
Yeah.
Because then he kind of like loses himself.
He goes on a boat.
Then he gets the job back, but he's like a asshole for like the majority of the show. And then he gets a good ending. I like his ending. Where he like kind of figures himself out, and he like becomes the Andy that he was previously.
And he has that iconic quote.
Him and I don't know if I think I like Creed's. It's close. Him and Creed's are my favorite.
They closed Andy well though, for sure.
Yeah.
But as a whole, the show does characters well. Like I don't think there's any, I mean there's choices they make that are weird, but I don't think like any are bad. Like from the start, from the start though, Michael, Jim, Dwight are like the 3 best comedy characters like ever.
Yeah.
And Jim's funny because he's relatable. Like, and I could see him, people not like thinking he's funny, but he definitely, like, not that people don't say he is, but like, I think people would choose like Michael or Dwight any day over him.
Mm-hmm. No, I get,
I think they do a smart job of giving everyone their own like quirks and personalities.
All of their comedies come in like different ways. Like they're not the same character at all. Like Jim is sarcastic and snarky. Dwight is just like funny most of the time, because he's stupid, or like, but in other ways, like he can also be funny, like in other kind of ways. And then Michael is just like him. Michael is just Michael. Like there's no, you know, like his comedy.
It's just like they let
like a bunch of different ways.
It just feels like they let Steve Carell like improv for 7 seasons.
Yeah.
And then that's the outcome.
Yeah. I want to say Michael's, because there's like, I wouldn't say every single character gets an arc per se, because it's more like what I said earlier, expanding on relationships rather than actual character growth. I mean, there is character growth in a lot of characters, especially Michael. Michael's like one of my favorite arcs in the show, I think, just from like his core values and character traits don't change, but he as a person like grows up and matures a bit.
Yeah.
But he still like has this love for the office and for like these people that work there, and he still sees them almost as like they're his best friends, like what he says at the end. And I don't know, it's just like, I guess in a way, like his arc is almost like the other people learning to love him too. Cause like near the end, they see how like heartbroken they are that he's mm-hmm. leaving, when like a couple seasons ago, he quit and like they didn't care that much.
Yeah.
Or like there's just been like times where he has an opportunity to leave, or he has like almost left and they didn't care, compared to season 7, like they're, you know, devastated.
I mean, I think it's a perfect example of like how they write their characters, but it all stems from the fact that he needs like to be loved and respected, mm-hmm. and
yeah.
like he feels all these things, but then we laugh at his expense, but like there's enough like emotion to where we like feel for him when like bad stuff happens, or when he like finally meets Holly and he like finds a better purpose rather than like the office, because that's like his yeah. comfort place. But it's what they do with all the characters. Like Dwight, we laugh at constantly, but even when he gets with Angela, it's like a sweet moment still, because like every character has those types of moments. Yeah. And I think it's like few shows do that. I'd say the closest would be Parks, but I don't even think it comes close. We'll get to that later, I guess, about Parks.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Michael like finally learns, like, I don't know, it's just like he finally finds himself in Holly in a way that like, he didn't have before. I guess that's how it is with all marriages, but I don't know. Like their relationship for me, I don't want to say it's like Jim and Pam's, like it comes close to that level, but it's like, I mean, it's up there. I feel like for one of the, it's just like, I don't know. I liked it
a lot. I think it's made better because his prior like lovers were like Jan Carol, and like when he finally finds the one, like the audience knows immediately, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's
and you're rooting for him like the entire time.
Exactly. But I mean, as much as I'd hate to admit it, Jim and Pam are the textbook couple, and like the you know, everyone's gonna reference them as the Jims. They're the best one, and
mm-hmm.
whatever. But like I didn't realize how invested I was into them until I was like so pissed off when he went to Stanford. Exactly. I couldn't remember what it was. And then it was just so, they just were not at the same time. And then when he leaves, like she breaks up with Roy, and it's just like so annoying.
Yeah.
And then he finally ditches that interview to like go with her, and season 4, they're like finally together. And it's like, it took 3 seasons, but it was like, so it felt so good when they did.
No. Yeah. It was frustrating to like watch them.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, their relationship is like, I mean, it takes over a majority of the show. Like you don't even realize.
Yeah.
You think it's like this show about the office, but a lot of it is dedicated to Jim and Pam. I mean, like the main conflict of the first few seasons, other than the branch closing, was Jim and Pam's relationship. And then it like continues to hold like significance throughout the seasons with their marriage, their baby, and then season 9 with their fight. Like I just feel like it definitely like takes
main focus.
Yeah.
Also, like with regards to that, and how you're saying like the main plot early on is like downsizing and stuff, I like how this show evolves and is just not scared to get ridiculous at times. Yeah. Like I like it being grounded, but like the first season is literally like an office setting. Like it is like the most like from the color to the way it's shot to the characters and how they act, like they were trying to literally mimic an office. Then you fast forward and some of the things that happen are just like ridiculous.
Yeah.
From the Florida trip. But I like how they do that, because they embrace it, but they mm-hmm. still make it a stuff that could happen. It just wouldn't.
Yeah.
Like the whole, for example, the whole Scranton Strangler thing, like that would never happen in real life, but like it's hilarious. And I don't know.
Yeah, no, season 1 is like, rewatching, it's kind of rough. I'm not going to lie. It's not the greatest. Because you can see where the characters are going to go, but it's just like, they're not there. And Michael is like almost a character where you don't like. I guess it's supposed to be written that way. So because all the characters don't like him, like no one likes Michael, and until like later seasons where they build a relationship with him. But it's definitely rough to watch, just because like it's not amazing, but it picks up fast.
Definitely. I mean, season 2 and 3, I'd say, are like, and 4 and 5. That's golden zone. 2, 3, 4, 5.
I know, dude. They just get so good.
And it just does not like drop off for the longest time. Like, I'd say 2 through 7 is like, that's a lot of
episodes. They're really good. Like, I thought there was going to be a point where it's like, oh, it's starting to. But as long as Michael is there, the show is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And like the plots they throw at the character, like the Michael Scott Paper Company, like you think a breakup with the company would be like that, but it's so funny. And they just do so much with these like little stories here and there to where like, yes, it's a sitcom where they're one-off stories, but a little bit of connective like tissue so you could see the characters.
Yeah.
It's like, it's really cool.
Yeah. The show is just really good. Like, I know. Just watching it, it's just like, it brings back a lot of memories. Yeah. And just like, I don't know, the show is just like, it's not the most, like the best written show or like by any means. I don't think it's perfect, just because it is kind of like I don't know, you know, like it's different. But it's still my favorite show, just because like you love the characters, it's funny, it's emotional, it's good.
Yeah, and I don't. It died now, but about 2 years ago, like honestly, when we started watching, there were so many talks because it blew up on Netflix again. And everyone was talking about the reboot and like whether it could be made. And Steve Carell basically came out and was like, this could not happen. Like it would be just way too offensive. And like nowadays, you see that happening. They're removing like scenes and whole episodes of shows and including The Office. And it's just like, it's such a gem because like we know that'll never happen again. And it makes you like love it more because if they ever decided to reboot, it just would not be the same. But I think that show will age, like it won't age well, like in politically correct terms, but it'll age so well, like looking back on it and just remembering like how great it is.
Yeah. I mean, the show just wouldn't be the same without like its offensive jokes, I don't think. And it's like, they're not targeting any minority or.
It targets everyone. That's
literally targeting it. It offends probably every single type of like anything on the show. Like I can name multiple times where they offended just like any type of person,
and that's why race, it's amazing,
gender, like religion,
just, like, you know, smile and move on because it's just everyone's getting attacked. It's like,
yeah.
As far as dark comedy, like it's not even that here. The humor isn't that dark. It's not like
just iffy, you know.
That's the perfect word. It's not like blatantly like racist or anything. It's just like, wow, you wouldn't say that in public.
I think one of the closest things. Because like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I think is similar. It's also like by the same director. But it's definitely like politically correct. And it like even like near the end, it has like liberal.
Like messages or?
Yeah. Like political messages. Like it goes into BLM or not BLM. Well, kind of be. It goes into
Police brutality
on like the ending season a decent amount. I mean, they talked about it before, but it was like shot during COVID last season, so like it takes like a big stance on that, whereas like The Office would do the opposite, you know, like it offends, whereas but I think Brooklyn Nine-Nine still does it in a way where it's like the message isn't overpowering in any way, or it's like not taking away from the show, especially because it is a cop show. And I still really like it. It's not like Falcon and Winter Soldier where it's like they're pushing this message at you. But I still find it really funny, and it's definitely up there. I still like The Office better, but I don't think it's I don't know. I mean, there are ways to make a show that's not offensive and funny. But The Office just would not be the same if you tried to do it, like censor it.
I do want to talk about Parks in like another podcast, but like to mention it quickly, I think that's like, I haven't seen Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but Parks is like the best follow-up I could have thought. Like, no, it's not a sequel in it, but yeah. it's like it's the right amount of comedy that's similar, and obviously they do the whole interview style again, but it's a little bit lighter. The characters are different, which makes me happy because they could have just rehashed people, but like they found different ways to make people funny with like Ron and Andy. Like it's cool. So I was happy with that show because like it showed that The Office will never be touched and it'll be its own thing, but it delivered on its own ways.
Yeah, no, Parks is still really good. I don't want to rewatch like, Parks.
Parks is like amazing, but it'll just never match The Office. Do you want to talk about favorite episodes?
Sure, let's go. One that you don't like. No, I'm kidding. You like it, but it's not your favorite. Dinner Party.
I think Dinner Party is so fun. Like I've probably seen that episode more than anyone, if I'm being honest.
It's so good.
I've actually appreciated it more as it's gone on. Because the first time, like, I was used to awkward comedy, but, like, I was, like, cringing. It is so uncomfortable. And, like, honestly, like, these top episodes, if I'm going to introduce someone to the show, I think I would choose any of these that we're going to mention. Like, it's, except for, like,
The Office makes you uncomfortable so many times. It's just, like, you don't want to be there. Like, another Scott's Tots, I paused it so many times, I was just, like, stop. It hurts. Like, I can't watch it.
It's so funny. It's bad.
I know. It's so bad. But it's so... I mean, just, like, from everything that goes on in Dinner Party, it's hilarious.
And it's at, like, a perfect time. Like, him dating Jan and, like...
Yeah.
The couples finally get together, so it's, like, ugh, it's so funny.
There's just, like, multiple things going on at once that are just, like, funny.
I gotta find season 2 episodes I like because I knew that's one of my favorite.
Season 2. What can you even check on?
Casino Night's obviously like a highlight one.
Oh yeah,
because that one's funny, but it's also like that's the finales of each season are pretty good, like culminations.
Casino Night just it's like hurts.
Yeah, but you don't expect that going into it. Like that's why it was.
Yeah, but you're it was like it was climaxing, like you could tell it's getting closer and closer.
Yeah,
because there were just moments where like
this season is so good. Sexual harassment is so funny. All the Christmas party ones,
yeah, those are amazing. Especially Dwight's Christmas is so funny too.
It's that one and the Benihana one is like. The Booze Cruise again is like another like they set up like the sentimental moments pretty well in this season. I think that's why it was one of my favorites.
Yeah. No, yeah. You can like I think the actors do a really good job of portraying like they're really, really good at like showing emotions without actually like telling you, you know?
Yeah.
Like there's multiple times where you know exactly what Jim is like talking. I just like a few, you know, like Booth Cruz when he's just like staring at Pam and you know, like, what thinking, he wants to say. And then like there's that other one where Pam is like they do like the dare whatever and like Jinx and he has to buy her a soda but there's no soda, you know.
Yeah.
And then like she's like, oh, you can tell me anything, and then he's just like stares at her and it goes silent and you know exactly like I don't know, I guess it's like obvious what's going on, but like I still feel like it's definitely due to the actors like showing.
Yeah, it works even better because John Krasinski like is the most like ecstatic person in real life. I would not have expected that. He's so like loud and vibrant, but as like Jim, he's like he gives off so much just by his like expressions without saying stuff. When in real life, he would probably talk his mouth off.
Yeah. What are other good? I mean, I gotta look them up. Do you look up season 2 episodes?
That's what I was looking at. There's so many. Like the injury is hilarious, and there's a lot. I'm just trying to find some of my favorite ones. So I could. It's season 4 was so like weird for me because at first it was short and I thought I wouldn't like it as much, but that one still has like bangers. Season
4 is really good because Jim and Pam get together, and then Toby leaves, and then Holly is there.
Dude, season 3's Gay Witch Hunt is the one it starts off with. Like, it's just stuff like that I would just never, like, fly.
Season three, Jim's in Stanford, though.
That's, yeah, for the first seven episodes, yeah, and then...
And they merge. I guess while we're on topic, what do you think about Karen versus Pam?
Man, Pam's better for Jim, but Karen is a better human. Karen's more just like, okay, I don't know if Karen's a better human, but she just got like screwed. Like,
no,
I felt bad for her because the whole time, I think the whole show, I was feeling bad for like Jim. Mm-hmm. And I was so used to like empathizing with someone. And then he kind of got screwed by Pam. So I was like, dang, that sucks. So he finally gets with Karen and they're both happy. He's just not happy enough because he's not with Pam, but they like worked. That's why it frustrated me.
No, yeah. I think because people were saying, like, people argued that Karen was better for Jim, but Pam was his soulmate. But, like, that doesn't make any sense.
She's not better for him, but yeah. I, like, personally, though, I know I, like, would probably, that's, I think, why, because I think, like, as a, like, a character and a human, like, I think Karen's, like, funnier and more, like, mm-hmm. I think she has more like traits to her. I feel like Pam's a little, I don't know, not as deep.
Yeah.
Pam gets worse, by the way. Like, I feel like that needs to be brought up. I just think she gets like more annoying and like not as funny as it goes.
Okay.
On.
Okay. I want to talk about this because I disagree. I don't think I like Pam in the beginning, but I don't think she gets worse. I think she just develops.
Her character gets too loud.
Her whole character development is that she didn't talk enough for herself. And she didn't speak up when she needed to. And
I guess
as
that's true.
It went on, she learned to speak up for herself. And that's why I side with Pam in season 9, because she finally spoke up for herself and then she got attacked. Like,
no, yeah, Jim's in the wrong, but that's not even like debatable. Yeah. Like, Jim was so
people,
bad.
No, people like side with Jim on that. And I don't understand.
That part of the show is not fun, though. Like, the
and,
arguing.
No, it's like not fun to watch.
See,
but it
the,
makes
like,
sense.
The relationship.
I like that they showed flaws, like in this perfect relationship, how they had a fight and they made it like not all relationships are going to be perfect at all times.
Yes.
Even if you're soulmates.
However, I don't watch The Office for marital problems.
Yeah.
Like, well, and that's why it was tough. Like, the relationship problems that I watched, I felt like were engaging enough, but like just uncomfortable enough. So like that, I was just watching them fight and I was like, these are characters I watched for 8 seasons. And I didn't buy that he would get so heated over Athlete.
Yeah.
It just didn't, like, I just didn't believe it. I was like, this is not my gym. It did not feel right. However, the cool, like, the resolution is, like, really good feeling. So,
I mean, I still buy Jim's character just because it was, like, I mean, it's his dream job and he finally starts to pursue it.
Yeah.
And, like, he's already been known to, like, do things kind of just, like, spur of the moment. Not spur of the moment. Just, like, on his own. Without consulting Pam, like buying his house, whatever.
And running off to Stanford, I guess. But I guess.
Yeah. I mean, like he. So, like, him going to Athlete didn't, like, it didn't contradict his character. And then, like, I feel like he just, like, he was, like, stressed out from work and he was just, like, really busy and, like, he was trying to focus on this thing and it kind of, like, broke him. It not broke him, but, like, you know, he kind of snapped a bit. At Pam, and like that's where the arguments start. So it makes sense, but yeah, I don't like it. I mean, because Jim is like my favorite character, I think.
Yeah,
and obviously, it's not cool.
Yeah, I mean, relationships too. I guess I feel like everyone, I think the office romance thing is just a funny thing to do because, like, that's a number one no-no in real life. Yet everyone dates each other.
Literally, everyone dates each other in the show. Like,
it's so, but it works so well that way.
I know, it's just funny.
Dwight and Angela is like, I honestly did not expect that because I remember they like kind of hint that like he's like seeing someone and stuff, and then like it was Angela, and I thought that was so random. But I think it's hilarious because she's so cold and he's so weird.
Yeah, Dwight and Angela's relationship is also really satisfying to finally, because it's the longest one by far. It starts like before Jim and Pam, and then ends at the very end of the show. Not ends, but like starts, you know, like they finally get together, whatever. And it's just like one that's always kind of been in the background and been off and on a lot. Whereas, like, you know, I feel like Jim and Pam or Michael and Holly have always, like, taken like they're
center stage.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm back to Karen and Pam.
Yes.
We didn't finish that. I think Karen is like, I don't know, she's cool. She does get screwed over and people hate her just because she isn't Pam. And I get that argument. But yeah, I mean, Jim kind of did her dirty. He like literally just like left her.
Yeah, pretty much. I like though how they like return to her when Michael's touring everywhere.
Yeah.
And like they use that, like the Pam and Karen, not beef, but they like hadn't seen each other since, and they use it as comedy. And like when Michael sees she's pregnant, he's like, is that Jim's? It's just like so out of pocket, but it's like, I like how they brought her back enough for like it to be funny and like resolved.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they gave her closure.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I thought I liked her character. I definitely like Anne from Parks better.
Yes. Yeah.
She's good. But on Pam's character again, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm biased because I feel like I've always related to Pam as a character. I don't know. So like, I guess that's why I've liked her. But I've always seen myself as like similar to her in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, maybe it's just because I was crushing on Karen and not Pam. So, because I remember my mom told me, she's like, everyone, like when the show came out, everyone was crushing on Jenna Fisher, and I was like, I don't really like see that. And then like Karen showed up, I was like, why is no one talking about Karen?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess
it's not as in depth as like probably it should be. It's more just, you know, me.
Good.
Yeah.
I think Pam is good. So
no, I don't dislike Pam, and you're right. Like she's human, you know. The things that I dislike about her aren't even like real things. It's just because I liked Karen. So I'm bound to have hatred. Stop. No, that's what I'm talking about. 2-1-2. It's so weird. Gosh. And then like after someone defaces her mural, she's just so screamy and loud, and it's like, remember when you weren't like that? Anyway, I think it's just because it's such a sharp contrast. But
someone defaced her mural and you expect her to just be calm.
Yeah, like remember when no one showed up to her art show? Why didn't she react like that? She was just sad and stuff. Anyway, I think the side characters are like, honestly, like I feel like if you the main characters are important, but if you don't have these side characters, I feel like the show doesn't work because
the side characters are hilarious.
Like I feel like they low-key carry it, but they do, and like they're in the background, but just enough. Like yeah. Meredith, Stanley, Phyllis, Oscar, I'd say like those four
Creed
are like the main side Kevin. Characters. Kevin, yeah, him too.
I love
Creed. In the background would be like Creed and whatever.
Yeah.
The interns later on, which is just whatever. I don't know.
No, yeah. No, they're like minor characters, but they're still... The show doesn't focus on them, but like a lot of the plots revolve around them.
And recurring characters like Ryan and Jan. Like, I think they... Dude,
Ryan... Like, can we talk about his... His character just, like, goes all over the place.
It is so funny.
It's, like, it's he's so normal. Weird. He's
it's normal. Not, like, so funny. It's just, like, weird how... Like, funny how they did that.
I know. He's, like, no,
weird,
yeah.
Like, a normal dude.
Yeah, he's, like, normal in the beginning. Then as soon as he meets Kelly, he's like, he's kind of normal. And then at some point, he's just like, no, not there. And then he gets hired for a boss. And then he's just like annoying and like just an asshole. And then
I will say that I thought that plot was most believable, or like he starts as an intern. And then
I don't know
how he got the job, but then he becomes that. Like, I thought that was a little funny thing they did because Michael has like his bromance with him or whatever.
I know, yeah. That was funny.
Ryan just like hates coming back to that branch. Anyway, but I'd say after that, after he does criminal things, I'd say it just becomes less believable.
Then he like, yeah, then he gets some drugs and he like not launders, but like, what's the word? It starts with an E. Embezzles money from the company, whatever. He gets fired. And then it just like, he goes off like the deep end. Like he goes to Thailand or he gets like rehired, goes to Thailand, becomes a bowling alley employee. And then I actually liked him with Michael Scott Paper Company. Cause he like, I don't know. He was cool.
Yeah.
And then like, he wasn't like terrible. And then he like comes back and he's just like, I don't even know how to describe his character. Like, he's like this, like, he's just like crazy.
It's so ridiculous. And then he runs away with Kelly at the end, and it's like, it's
no, like that was such a good, that just like felt right. Like, if all that would definitely happen.
She just ditches her baby, like, or he ditches his. Yeah.
And then Kelly ditches her boyfriend that she'd been dating for at least like a year or 2 years.
Yeah. That's pretty, but that's like the example of the side characters done right. They just like, and then Creed just pops up and does it. We already touched on Andy a little bit. It was hard, I think, for him to step into the spotlight. I think that was the issue with him, is he's just not meant to like
be a main character
as much, you know?
Yeah.
And he works so well as like a major side character.
Yeah. And he's just like a lovable character by like the middle of the show, like season 4 to season. Yeah.
No, he hits like the golden zone.
7. Like,
and he has his own thing with Aaron where you care enough. Like,
I know. And dude, that's frustrating because I actually really like them and just,
They should have. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, it would have been too much, I feel like, for them to have like the 4 office relationships that just worked out. I mean, I guess Aaron and Pete end up dating, but like, there's so much, just everyone dates each other.
Yeah.
Cause I feel like, I mean, other than like the main 3 characters are Dwight, Jim, Michael, and then I guess Pam would be up there. Mm-hmm. And then I would say Andy. Like,
yeah, right? That is. He's
so like, it would have been 5 characters who all had office relationships. But he's still like, he's like in between where it's not really a main character. But yeah.
I also like David Wallace, and he just becomes ridiculous. And like,
yeah, David Wallace is cool.
Because like it's just funny. You just make him like a maniac. But then he like becomes normal.
Then he becomes normal again. Yeah, it's weird.
When we talk about Robert California, like, I just like how they take like people in these ridiculous directions. And it's perfect because we have like normal people like Jim who interact with them, and like that's how we would probably respond to it.
Yeah. No, Jim is definitely the most like normal, grounded person.
And one of the best things they did was bring Charles in, because he is like the most normal person, but you hate him because he's normal. Like, he's like actually like what someone in that job should probably do.
Yeah, no, just because, I don't like Charles. No one likes Charles.
I know.
Because he doesn't like Jim or Michael, so it's like you can't like him.
Yeah.
Dude, Toby, I actually hate Toby. Like, I'm not even going to lie. At first, like, you're like, why did Michael, like, it's just like funny, but then you just like, Toby gets so annoying.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just wish he left the show.
Well, he is the Grand Strangler.
Yeah. I think that's actually true. It makes a lot of sense. Cause like, the stranglings only happened
when he's not there.
Yeah. But it was like after his trip to Costa Rica, I think.
Yeah.
And like, after his life just like finally fell apart. And he like got a neck injury in Costa Rica, so it makes sense that he would be the thing. And then just like from there, there's just like these like little moments that are like, what?
Yeah, I wonder if they meant to do that, or if like that.
I don't know, but it's just like he like actually seems like he would act like might be a psychopath. It's funny. And there's Gabe.
Yeah.
Gabe's just funny.
I thought Gabe was funny too. No, I like those characters that are just like, they show up for a bit and then leave and
Walk away, bitch.
And he just was like Lady Gaga, and it's just like, but the characters carry.
I know, they're so good. I love all the characters. And this is D'Angelo, which is just like,
forgot about him.
I feel like there's moments where you hate him and there's moments where you like him, and then he dies.
It's like, Will Ferrell too. Like, it should have been pretty funny.
What happened, dude? He dies. Like,
yeah.
Straight up, like, dead.
Dunking a basketball. That was one of the turning points. Where it was just like, this show is not what it was in season 2.
Yeah, but it was funny because they didn't even, like, address it sentimentally. It was just, like, they carried on.
Yeah.
It was so strange. Yeah. And then, Robert, like, California,
yeah,
and stuff like that, yeah.
Well, back to like episodes. I like the wedding episode. I like the finale, obviously. I like Goodbye Michael. Like there's I like Threat Level Midnight. Like there's just highlight ones that are like everyone's favorite, and I
Yeah, like everyone loves these episodes. Yeah. Yeah. Michael's leaving is just,
hurts.
yeah, just because you see like all these relationships that he's made with people. I mean, like that was the point, like was to for him to like say goodbye to everyone individually and in a different way. And it like expands on this like relationship that he's built, like these different relationships that he has.
And he and Jim talking is like, it's so sad.
Yeah, and it's cool to see that like because Jim has, even though he criticizes Michael for being ridiculous, like he's almost been one of his biggest supporters
Yeah, for sure.
throughout like multiple, like just like these moments where he shows it. Like I think the first one I can think of is like when Jim is in Stanford and like they go on that paper trip or whatever. I don't even know
Yeah.
where they go, but it's like it's Michael and Dwight and then Jim and whatever his name is,
Josh.
Josh. Yeah. And then Michael is like scared that Jim likes Josh more than him, but then Jim's like, no, you are a great boss. Like it has nothing to do with that. It's just
Yeah.
there were things in Scranton that I couldn't deal with, whatever. And then there's like, I don't know, there's other times where Jim like shows that he actually does care for Michael and like he appreciates what he does. And then by the end, you know, he has like this final goodbye talking about what a great boss he is. And like it's a really sweet moment that I feel like makes sense.
It's just like it's crushing. It reminded me, this is not like a great comparison, but that last episode he meets with everyone, tries to do his own, and like it just shows how many people he's impacted, and they all that. They do the song and everything. It reminds me of like Tony Stark when he's dying, they like panda every single person that he's like
No, yeah,
affected.
I was gonna say Jim saying goodbye to Michael feels like when he says, oh yeah, I'll tell you tomorrow, like what a great boss you are. It feels like that line, I don't know why it was like the saddest line for me, but it was like Happy told Tony's daughter,
Cheeseburger
he's
thing.
like, huh?
The cheeseburger
Yeah, like that. And it goes back, like, you know, in Iron Man 1, like that's what they're
Yeah.
referencing where
He
he's
gets
like
a
eating a
cheeseburger,
cheeseburger. And dude, it's just like, oh, it like rips your heart out. It's like, oh.
It's just like he obviously he's leaving the show. He's not dying, but it feels like a character death because he's just been there since the start. It's
You
like he
know,
started it all, like Iron Man. It's like, oh my
yeah,
gosh.
and then he's gone.
Yeah.
And then I like how they did Dwight and Michael's relationship just because, I mean, Dwight has always been like attached to Michael in every way and he like does everything to please him, whatever.
Yeah.
But in a way, because he admires Michael. And then we see them like slowly drift apart
Yeah.
for like a season almost, where like, well, I mean, there's like, it kind of starts with Michael Scott Paper Company, where Dwight finally starts to like go away from Michael. And
Yeah.
then like it just slowly they slowly drift apart for a while where like they still have these moments. And then in the when Michael like gives all the leads and he like loses Dwight's, like that's like the breaking point almost where they almost like their relationship with that like is lowest, I would say. And then they get back together and they finally like rekindle this relationship that they've had. And it's cool to see. And then it's like it kind of does the same thing almost where Dwight, I mean, well, Dwight just didn't get this recommendation from Michael and he's upset and he's hurt. But then you see Michael give him this recommendation. It's like amazing. And you know, it's like heartfelt. And then he goes paintballing with Dwight, which is something that Dwight has been asking for like a couple seasons. I feel like he mentions it all the time. I like their ending where it's like it's not sentimental, but it's still sweet.
And they break it down just enough to where like when they get back together it feels good.
Yeah.
That's another thing is like you when he's reading the note or whatever or the recommendation, you like see his expression start to change because he's like he starts off like, oh, whatever, and then he like realizes like that he's wanted that forever.
Yeah.
Like the interviews is such a cool idea. And like, it's not like a fourth wall break, like Jim looking at the camera, but it's like enough to where they could tell you what they're thinking, but it's not like exposition. It's just like comments here and there, but it's perfect. Really good.
And it definitely adds like comedic value for a lot of scenes where they'll cut to someone saying something and then cut back. And it's good.
Yeah. And I feel like a couple shows have tried to do their own version of that, and it's just, it will not be the same as the other
doing
it.
Yeah.
Like, along with that, something unique to The Office, like the cold opens, there's so many good ones. God,
the cold opens are really
good. So funny, and they're just like great ways to start it because they get you in that feel, you know. If it just started with the intro and went to the episode, like, yeah, it'd be fine, but like going from the cold open like into the intro song is just like, it just gets you like ready for each one, and it's like, it's perfect.
Yeah. And like along with that, Jim's pranks, and that's what she thinks.
Oh, yeah. So I feel like funny running like things.
I know. Jim's pranks are, they just progressively get better. And just
I completely forgot about the whole side plot almost.
They're hilarious. And then that's what she said jokes.
Yeah.
It's like a constant throughout the show.
The show just has so many things that tie together into what it is. And like, it's, I don't think I'll ever be able to like fully realize like what it actually is, because I'm so biased and it has such like personal value to me.
Yeah.
Like that, if someone who watched it was like, yeah, that was funny, like I'll be like, what are you talking about? That was the greatest thing like that anyone's ever made. I'll always have that connection with it. So,
yeah. No, I mean, this show is just always going to have like a special place. It's so good.
I do have to rewatch it at the end of this year.
Yeah.
Especially since I watched at the beginning of high school. Like, I feel like if I watch at the end, it'll be like a nice tie together.
Yeah, it will. One relationship we haven't talked about, but I actually really liked, was Michael and Aaron's relationship.
Yeah,
like this father and daughter dynamic. I think it's cool just because, like, I mean, obviously Aaron is an orphan, so it makes sense for her character to attach herself like to a father figure. But then also Michael's character, who has like always been longing for children or like a wife, or like, you know, he wants a family. Like he said that since the beginning, and like that's why I think his arc is so cool, because The Office is his family, but then Mike, and then Holly, like it becomes Holly is his family, and like
he even he will says do that anything. He's like, Holly's my family
now. And so like it shows maturity from him going to Michael, or from The Office to Holly, but whatever. But with Aaron, like, I like how they expand on this idea that Michael really wants a family, and he becomes like a mentor, and he has been in the past, but I feel like he does a better job at it here, where like he actually is giving pretty like solid advice to Aaron, and like treating her like a daughter. Whereas like obviously he's a mentor to Dwight, but it's like a different kind of relationship. I thought that was cool.
Yeah. It's just a good like idea, because they have an orphan and they have someone who needs like family. Yeah, it's just a smart connection, especially because it's like it ties with his maturity and like learning to become, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's he becomes like a grown-up almost. Not that he's a child, but he is a little immature the whole show. So it's like, it's enough character growth.
But like, he keeps like his immature. They just do his character really well. Where
exactly. Like, he's like the best written.
Yeah, he just like keeps his like things that make him funny. Yeah. But like also he matures. It's like, it reminds me of Tony Stark, whereas Tony Stark is like arrogant. He's like a playboy, whatever. But like he keeps those like
qualities, but becoming
a better person.
Exactly. Yeah. That is such a weird comparison that has so many like parallels. I did not expect to talk about that going into this, but it's just because they start it all and then they leave while the stuff goes on without them, and it falls off.
That's so sad.
Anyway. If I have anything I've learned that I missed this show tremendously.
So. I know. I already want to rewatch it just because it's just like so hard to watch season 9 and be like, ugh, I don't watch again.
It's so dangerous though, because like I've watched it like 4 times, but then I got off Netflix, but then I see it on like TV, like on Comedy Central, and I'll watch like 4 episodes straight. I'll be like, I gotta probably do something productive today.
It's addicting. It's such an amazing show.
There's just gems like that have their own. They're just gonna be what they are. Like Avatar, I feel like has that, and The Office. And I don't think even like I love Avatar, but I think there's shows that are better in it. But it's like it's its own thing, you know. And it's
yeah,
just
it's original. Untouchable. Yeah,
and like similar to Parks, like Legend of Korra is like kind of a, like that's more direct the follow up, obviously. But it's like it does its own thing. That's right. But it'll just it like honors the original, and I think that we need to start doing that instead of remaking and rebooting stuff.
But yeah. No, yeah, I think The Office and Avatar just like stand alone for like these. I mean, obviously The Office is a comedy, it's a sitcom, it draws like inspiration from other shows.
Yeah.
I mean, it references like plenty of other things. But like it's like still its own thing. And same with mm-hmm. Avatar, where it's like it's original, it's funny, it's like, you know, I don't know. Where like I get what you're saying, like Parks, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, these shows all feel similar, but they're still different enough where they're like mm-hmm. really good.
Yeah.
I think one thing the Parks does have on The Office is finale episodes.
Yeah.
Office finale episodes, really good. Like I'm not bashing them in any way.
Yeah.
I think Parks just have really good. Like I remember, I think all my favorite episodes in Parks are the finales. Like in, whereas Office, like not. I mean, they still are, but like not. You know, it's just different.
Yeah.
Especially, I really like. I think I might like the Parks finale better than the Office finale.
It's a good one, yeah.
Because I like the Office finale, but it's just like. And no, I mean, I can't say anything against it. I just like the
both just have that feeling of like, wow, it's over. Like, what I know, a ride. It's
crazy. Yeah.
I do have to go, so I think my mom just
texted. Yeah, yeah, same. Yeah, I just the Office finale. I like how they have like these. I mean, they end with like the most probably iconic part of the show is the headshots. Right, that's what they're called. Yeah. And like each character gets their own thing.
Yeah.
And it's unique and different in every way. Like, and it like expands it. Yeah. Expands on their character. Like it makes sense for all of them. Where like Jim gets like, you know, he like resets his lines from the first episode. But like, it's obviously different just because he's grown so much in this office. And then Dwight, like he expands on his relationships and how his have built over time. Like Jim and Dwight, obviously we talked about that. Him and Angela, like it's just like a romantic relationship. I think, him and Pam's relationship was really cool. You get like these little moments of their friendship throughout each season or like throughout each episode. And you like, he like it finally admits that like that she is his best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then he talks about Oscar. I liked Oscar and Angela's relationship too, especially just because they're so different. Mm-hmm. Like Angela is this Christian, strict Christian, you know, whereas like Oscar is a liberal gay man, and like you would never see them ever connecting, but I think that's what makes their relationship so cool as it grows. I don't know. They just the relationships and the way they build on them is just, there's like so many to talk about.
Yeah, it's the character. I mean, they carry it.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I mean, I gotta rewatch it though, but.
You should. It's so good.
I know.
This time.
I know. This also reminded me I want to do a podcast on reboots and like live action remakes and why they are just not it. But
not good at all. You can't ever beat the original. It's really hard to.
Very difficult. Like just,
yeah. Just because the original always holds sentimental value.
Yeah, especially.
It's so hard to top that. Like you really have to make something good.
Yeah.
Prime example, the sequels. they're not better than the original trilogy. They're good. I like them. Well, I like Force Awakens.
That's like, also gotta happen, the sequel podcast.
Force Awakens never gonna beat New Hope. It's just like, no. Like, even it's if it's the better storyline, but it's just not gonna beat it.
Honestly, like, it's probably in terms of story and like, well, if you have not characters, so but yeah, like it's so probably similar. Yeah.
Like, it's like scarily similar, where it's like it definitely seems like they did it on purpose.
Yeah, it's so much to talk about.
Yeah.
What do we got tomorrow? Daredevil, Daniel?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, Daredevil is tomorrow.
I gotta find podcast clips after our comp sci final as well. So, anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Should we end it?
Yeah, sure. I just gotta eat dinner. So.
Okay. That was the Office podcast. I mean, this is, I think, both of our favorite shows.
Oh yeah, this was a good podcast. Just to revisit, because I haven't seen it in a while.
There's a lot to talk about in this show.
This is the broad version of it.
Yeah. Like, we can dive deep into there's so much. It's such a good show for so many reasons. So that will conclude what we're talking about for The Office, whatever. We might revisit this. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know how we would, but maybe in a different way. So that's gonna be it for today. If you like the video, subscribe if you haven't already. Like the video, comment down below. We're trying to just blow up in any way
all possible. The socials, we will. I mean, you figure from here to summer, like, yeah, and the more guests we have, like, it'll happen.
Yeah, we need to get new guests
sure. More because it uploads and me more active on social media. It's just like life is getting in the way a little bit right now.
This is just like, after this it's gonna be like pretty smooth, just because at least for me, like, as finals, I need to finish college apps. Like, once like December ends, I'm good pretty much. Like, I mean, track isn't that time consuming, and that's like the only new thing starting for me. So
I don't have anything starting after season.
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah, we're gonna over break, I think we're gonna do some planning with some more unique episodes. We're gonna finally finish the logo. I'm definitely finishing over break. I haven't had the time.
It's pretty close.
It's close. And then we're gonna be uploading to Google, Spotify, whatever, Apple podcast.
That'll help
soon. Soon, definitely over break. Yeah, I think it'll happen.
We'll be on all platforms.
Huh?
We'll be on all platforms.
It's exciting. And then, so yeah, go follow our socials, like Nathan said, on Instagram and TikTok right now. Obviously YouTube, but yeah, so it's at the post credits pod. It should be linked in the bio. We post clips on there, or Nathan does, of just like short little highlights. I think that's gonna be it. I don't think I'm forgetting anything, right?
No. You guys have hot takes.
Yeah, hot take. The Office is better than
Friends.
Friends, yes. We didn't talk about that. Oh my gosh, it's so much better than Friends. Friends is not a good show. The
Office. Ready? I'll crank out like four clips right here. Friends just doesn't work because like laugh tracks are just not it. Like, I shouldn't need to be told when to laugh when I could. Like, it's just not it.
No, seriously, laugh tracks are like the worst.
Friends sucks. All right.
Yeah, so we're gonna end it there today.
There we go. I got a clip.
Okay. Bye, everyone.